Well, we're talking with Steve Koski in Lotz, and Steve, I appreciate the warnings on both Huron Bay and Keweenaw Bay, and the reports and what they're catching fish on and taking their life in their own hands. But
I just wish we get some cold weather. The weather looks warm for the next cool for a night or two here, but then warm over the weekend again. Yeah. So that's not real great.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about what else you're up to. Are you doing any bunny hunting, or what have you been doing with your time?
Well, I've been grooming a snowmobile trail and keeping them nice between here and Big Bay and enjoying that night or two a week. And I've also been working with an electronics company called ProNav.
Really?
It's a company that's making a GPS-guided autopilot that goes to your small boat motors, so it's really been an interesting thing.
Really? What's the name of it? ProNav?
ProNav Marine, yeah.
ProNav Marine. And I'm just going to do a Google search here real quick. What's your tie to this, first of all?
First off, there's three engineers from Michigan Tech who come up with this. And they really hit the mark because they've made a device that you can control through your smartphone or a tablet that can guide your motor, your GPS motor, without having to use a lot of expensive equipment, you know, an autopilot system or a chart plotter of some other thing that costs thousands and thousands of dollars. So it really hits a price point, and it's something that really works. You can make your routes on it ahead of time and everything else.
Okay.
I'm helping them out a little bit with it, but just friends. But it's just something that I can see is the change of fishing, the way it's going to come.
So I'm kind of looking at this right now online, and it looks like this is the first thing I've ever seen of a price point like this that's affordable for anybody with a small boat. You know, they're showing a lot of, like, Minn Kotas, and, you know, electric trolling motors in general. And,
mm-hmm.
and I could see bass fishermen or walleye fishermen, inland lake fishermen in general, creating a route with this. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, they can create a route ahead of time on their smartphone or on their tablet. They can look at it from Google Earth view, or they can even overlay Navionics views on it, and they can decide where they want to go. They can plot their course in ahead of time, save their routes, and do it. No other company has been able to do the route so far. This is one of a kind. This is something that's brand new. It's breakthrough. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Steve, I look forward to hearing more about this as you get deeper into it. Keep us posted, huh?
Oh, I will. I just wanted to tell people that just be careful out on that ice. Watch this weather that's going on. I'm glad to see they're out. I'm right now, when I seen your phone call was on and I called you back right now, I said, we're glad to talk. I said, but I think I'm changing clothes real quick and I'm going to go back out to myself and shake a line for a little while.
All right. Well, thank you for your
time.
I'm
going to be careful.
Yeah,
I warn everybody else to be, too. I'm glad it's there. I wish we'd get some the right weather for it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Steve Koski from Lotz giving us a report on Keweenaw Bay, Huron Bay, and a pretty cool sounding product that's coming out called ProNav. Yeah, I look forward to hearing more about that as well. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening to The Outdoor Show.